Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, so that we can obtain this word and keep it in our hearts, Father, to grow thereby, to grow stronger in faith, stronger in strength, Father, and walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, growing each and every day in thy will and in thy word, not ours, but in yours, Father. Now be with us throughout this study. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in 1 Kings chapter 1. We just finished with 2 Samuel last evening. And again, we're going to be dealing with a lot of names here in the beginning. So please bear with me. These names are not like our names today. Again, I know my first name is a biblical name, and it's hard enough for people today when it's not near like some of these. All right. You see, I was the firstborn among the children of my mom and dad. So mom wanted me named after her dad and also after my own dad. And I wound up with the name of Curtis Dwight. And my grandfather was the one who had the kerchief, and I got the Dwight from my own dad. Now, beginning here in verse 1, it says, now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Wherefore his servant said unto him, let there be salt for my lord, the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get eat. You see, these verses describe a type of diotherapy that was widely practiced in ancient times, in which the body of a healthy person was used to help a sick one. Well, there are times and places to where even today, you can be out in the fields. In the winter time, it get real cold, and to where you can't get any heat. And you can lay together against each other, give each other heat. And in that way, you can stay alive. Now, but here, in their day and time, this young lady would have had to remove all of her clothing to lay with him, to really give body heat when to come through her clothes. Now, verse 3. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel and found a vision, a Shuhamite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Now, 5. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, you know, they come up with some of the funniest names. Of course, I know that in their language, it wouldn't be as it is here after they put it in English. Anyway, it is H-A-G-G-I-T-H. Again, exalted himself, saying, I will be king, and he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. You see, David's first 4 sons were Amnon, Shelib, Absalom, Adonijah, Amnon and Absalom had suffered violent deaths. Shelib must have died in childhood. Therefore, Adonijah would assume that he had a legitimate right to the throne. But however, even Adonijah knew that the Lord had selected Solomon as David's successor. You see, that's not making any difference to him. We're carrying on with the same old self-indulgence and selfishness and pride that we did in the 2 books of Solomon. Now, here in verse 6, and his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Uriah, and with Abishai, the priest. And they, following Adonijah, helped him. You see, they're going now to help him, even though the Lord has chosen another. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathanael, the prophet, and Shemaiah, Reah, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zohelah, which is by Enrigel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathanael, the prophet, and Benaniah, and the mighty men, and Solomon, his brother, he called not. Because, you see, he already knew that the Lord had chosen Solomon. But now he's wanting to raise himself up and become king. You see, this is that self-pride. And that's something. It caused a lot of trouble back then, and it was something that you and I are not supposed to walk with. Self-pride. If we carry any pride, that pride should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not for ourselves and of ourselves, but for him. He's one who paid the price so you and I could have a way of life, a better way of life, and also a life hereafter with the Lord in heaven. Now, and Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone. Now we read that. Wherefore Nathanael spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Agith, doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Because you see, actually, David had not done a very good job in putting the right values and things in his sons and making them adhere to him. And Adonijah fought to begin with gaining valuable allies, Joab, when David was unable to control. You see, he wasn't even able to control Joab. And Abishai, the priest, and Adonijah, then next took the form of a feast for his supporters, at which he would declare his kingship. You see, he's got it all set up. And yet, not realizing God had called. Well, yeah, he knew that he did know it. He knew God had called Solomon. But here he's thinking he can get back with what he's doing. Yeah. Twelve. Now therefore, come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thy own life and the life of thy son Solomon. 13. Go and get thee in unto King David, and say unto him, didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thy handmaiden, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then does Adonijah reign? 14. Behold, while thou yet there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words. He's going to back him up as he talks to the king to tell him what Adonijah has done. Now, 15. And Bathsheba went in unto the king into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Abishai, the Shunammite, ministered unto the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king, and the king said, what wouldest thou? And she said unto him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. 18. And now behold, Adonijah reigneth, and now, my lord, the king, thou knowest it not. 19. And he has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king and Abiathar the priest and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant has he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord, the king after him. Solomon was the third and last king of united Israel, and he reigned 40 years. He is also known as Jedidiah, Yahweh's beloved. We're finding out here now how he got to be king and what went on in order for him to get there. Now, 21. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. Below, while she yet talked with the king, Nathanael the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, behold, Nathanael the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. He's honoring the king here. 24. And Nathanael said, my lord, O king, hast thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. 25. For he has gone down this day and has slain oxen, fat cattle, and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons and the captains of the host, and Abiathar the priest. And behold, they eat and drink before him and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, has he not called? Is this thing done by my lord the king, and thou hast not shown it unto thy servant, who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Now, he's been told what was going on, but we also know he's sick. In fact, up to this point, he's been more or less bedfast. And at times couldn't even keep warm. Then they had to get a lady to go in and lay with him to give him body heat. Now, then King David answered and said, call me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, pardon me, as the Lord liveth, that has redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear unto thee, by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, let my lord King David live forever. As we know, he's not going to. He's about gone. Anyway, and the King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathanael the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. And the king also said unto them, take with you the servants of your lord, and call Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. 34. And let Zadok the priest and Nathanael the prophet anoint him there king over Israel, and blow ye with the trumpet and say, God save King Solomon. Now, then you shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. 36. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, amen. The Lord God of my lord, the king, say so too. As the Lord has been with my lord, the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord, King David. So Zadok, the priest, and Nathaniel, the prophet, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to rule or ride upon King David's mule and brought him Gihon. And Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon, and they blew the trumpet. And all the people said, God save King Solomon. Now, 40. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. 41. And Adonijah, and all the guests that were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? 42. And while he yet behold, Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, the priest, came, and Adonijah said unto him, come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bring us good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said unto Adonijah, verily our Lord King David has made Solomon king. 44. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathaniel the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. Pardon me. Now, 45. And Zadok the priest and Nathaniel the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they come up from thence, rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. He's already there now, sitting on the throne. Now, 47. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord, King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. He's still bedfast, see. Now, and also, thus said the king, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which has given one to sit on my throne this day. My eyes even see it. 49. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid and rose up and went every man his way. Now, 50. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and arose and went and caught horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon saying, Behold, Adonijah, here is King Solomon, for lo, he has caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me today that he will not slay his servant with the sword. Now he's afraid of Solomon, which he would have killed. In fact, he had already been making plans to do so. Now, 52. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. Now, you see, back then it didn't take much for you to receive a death penalty from any of them that was in leadership or wanting to be in leadership. Now, 53. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, Go to thy house. He's sending him home now. Everything has been done. Now Solomon is king, sitting on the throne. And he has even pardoned what Adonijah had done and what he would have done if he had been able to complete what he had started. And we have now come to the end of chapter 1 of 1 Kings. All right, now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray for Israel. We pray, Father, that they will all put their faith and their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah, and that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And Father, this land of ours is filled with so much evil. So many things going on, Father, that we have been warned about, that we are seeing, Father, come to being. Father, help us now to be fast at work in your work, Father, not in ours, but in your work, in order to bring those out of darkness that is yet to be brought to the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, Father, we know that we are in the last days, and the time is growing short. We don't know when, but we do know, Father, the time is getting shorter and our work needs to be greater. Help us, Father, with these things. Make this ministry into being what you want it to be, Father. Give us those that will stand with their voice, claim the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, as your Son. And Father, as we separate to this day, keep us all in health and keep us safe in the things we need to do today, Father. And bring us back together again this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and back into your word. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for all things. This, Father, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great one.